I feel a lot more comfortable in Jewish Ann Arbor than Jewish LA. And the reason is LA is so big that you kind of have to carve out a community, and like that's basically your community. It's too big to have multiple communities. So the vast majority, because I went to undergrad and grad school in LA, and I felt like the vast majority of people I knew in LA were Jewish, because I went to the University of Judaism for undergrad, and I went to Hebrew Union College and USC for grad school, and I felt like the vast majority of people I knew in LA were all Jewish. And so like my world was pretty Jewy in LA, and there was some diversity within that, but not enough for me. And so when I moved back to Ann Arbor, even though Ann Arbor is a total shtetl in like the classic sense of shtetl, you know, that there's a massive Jewish community, we're really visible and present, and we know each other, and you know, you can live your whole life in Ann Arbor completely in the Jewish community. But most people don't, because we're so interactive with, you know, the whole community, public schools, the university, what soccer teams, whatever.
Michigan Theater.
Michigan Theater, UMS, University Musical Society. So you can live your life very Jewishly in Ann Arbor, but you can't live it. I couldn't live it exclusively Jewishly, whereas in LA, I kind of did. And so I really like that. You know, my best friends in Ann Arbor aren't Jewish, and that there is just so much more diversity in Ann Arbor that I am living with than in the really diverse city of LA. I just feel much more like I can identify Jewishly because that's only one part of my life. And you?
And I have to say that I lived for 37 years with one foot in Ann Arbor and another foot 30 miles away in beautiful downtown Taylor, Michigan. I always to joke that I have one foot on one side of I-275 and another foot on the other side of I-275, where my persona, you know, you have this basic persona, but I actually even viewed myself differently when I was completely surrounded and entrenched in this non-Jewish community in Taylor, Michigan. And of course, interestingly enough, they always saw me as the Jew.
There was one other thing, you know, when you were in Ann Arbor, among the Jewish community, you always thought of yourself as tall. When you went across I-275, you suddenly weren't so tall anymore. Yeah, that was funny.
I feel
It was
like
with you in Ypsilanti also.
what?
Whereas,
Oh, and I worked in IPSY schools, and boy, there's not a very Jewish community. I think there's probably a few more now, but there certainly weren't very many in the school system. And I remember feeling, especially after the Chagim, after the holidays, when we were completely involved with synagogue and family and food, and then I'd go back the next day to work in IPSY, and I was like, wait a minute. I remember feeling dizzy, actually, like, what world am I in? And I loved working in IPSY. I loved the school system. I loved the people I worked with. I loved the students and the families. I loved my job as a social worker. But I remember this sort of feeling of, like, where am I? And feeling absolutely dizzy. Like, you know, just it was hard to readjust
You know
to
what,
where you
where it
were.
struck for me was there were jokes that I could tell, and I did tell in Taylor, Michigan, that I would never tell in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Conversely, there are jokes that I would tell in Ann Arbor, Michigan that no one would understand on the other side of I-275.
Mean, first of all, I think that the whole key nature of Ann Arbor, because of the university and the health system, is that everybody here is from somewhere else. And an awful lot of the people that are here are going to go somewhere else. You know, if anybody I went to high school with, for example, nearly all of them went somewhere else for college and stayed somewhere else to you know, grow up. It's very, very, very rare to be born and raised and still here in Ann Arbor. That's just the nature of this community, is the transitiveness. And the fact that I feel like people have a lot of dual loyalties, right? You're very, you know, you're going to wear your Michigan and rah-rah the Wolverines and all that. But almost everybody has another sports team that they support, or another community that they still, you know, follow what's going on, the politics there or whatever. I mean, that's just the nature of Ann Arbor, sort of feet in multiple worlds. Everybody comes to Ann Arbor from all over the place. Like, it's just a very, even though it feels like a small town and Shtetly and all that, everybody's from somewhere else, and you just have windows into so many different worlds that you can't, a lot of Midwestern small towns can feel very close-minded, and Ann Arbor doesn't. Ann Arbor feels like a very global place. You know, JFK and first talked about the Peace Corps in Ann Arbor. It's just it's a global community in a small town. Yeah. So,
I was thinking about in middle school and high school, you and your brothers never seemed to feel very uncomfortable with being Jewish. In fact, being quite proud of it and quite open about it was not an issue. But I'm wondering, I've never asked you this before, actually. Did Abba and I contribute to that? And if so, how?
You contributed to it by sending us to Camp Tabor. So we grew up in Habonim Dror, which is a Jewish socialist youth movement. And Abba ran the camp. He was the business manager, and Ema spent the whole summer there.
Oh, yes, I remember well.
I hope for my kids. So my kids are Matan and Ishai. Yeah. They have these really Jewish, Israeli, Hebrew names. And I keep thinking, I hope that when they go to high school and they're not at the Hebrew day school anymore, and they have, I hope, friends from all different backgrounds and ethnicities and religions. That's the whole point of being in a town like Ann Arbor. I hope that Matan doesn't change his name to Matt, and that Ishai doesn't change his name to Jesse. I hope that they keep their names and that they're proud of them.
Yeah.
And I think that that's probably going to happen, because they're going to be going to school with kids who have all kinds of ethnic backgrounds and names, and speak other languages at home. And I think that because they live in a diverse community, that it's not weird for them to speak Hebrew in the house, or go to synagogue, or be involved in Jewish youth groups. That's not weird, because everybody around them is doing the same thing, just with a different community.
Yeah.
So I hope that they take that as a pride thing.